Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guests this morning are Kendra Wyckoff and Sally Tauber. Kendra is the executive director and Sally is director of development and marketing for Peace House, which is in Park City. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have both of you here to talk about Peace House and your event that's coming up. The event is Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, which is happening on August 25th, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I want to start by talking about Peace House. And maybe, Kendra, you could explain, how did Peace House come about? What's the history of it?
Well, Mike, Peace House is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to ending family violence and abuse. And we do that through a number of different programs and services. We provide emergency shelter. We provide outreach into the community. We provide therapy and case management services, advocacy services, and we also provide prevention education. Peace House was started over 20 years ago, and it was an initiative that the community took on after there were two tragic murders in our community. And the community said, you know, we're really concerned about the safety of women and children. And they came together. Leaders created the Domestic Peace Task Force, and that initiative created the existing shelter that we've been using for 24 years now.
And it's a standalone organization. You're not part of a national organization of peace houses or anything like that.
Right. We're an autonomous nonprofit organization, but we are a member of the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition,
gotcha,
which is comprised of a number of nonprofits that support survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault in the state.
And I see this statistic on your website. In Utah, one in three women will face domestic violence at some point in her life. I don't think we think that it's that prevalent.
Right. Utah has higher rates than the national average. The national average is 1 in 4. In Utah, it is 1 in 3. And that's really concerning, you know, to organizations like Peace House and to the general public. I think that we have been spending some time creating some awareness around that and helping people understand the prevalence and that resources are available in our community so that we can work to get upstream on these rates of violence in our community.
Do we know, without getting too far down the rabbit hole, why Utah is higher than the national average?
Yeah, that's a question that we get asked a lot. And it's an interesting question. I think, having spent about 20 years doing this work, I've had the opportunity to see the work being done in other states. And what we know is that we have some limited resources here in the state of Utah. So that's one challenge that we're presented with. Many of the programs like Peace House experience being at capacity, and and that's a challenge. So resources are really important for survivors, and increasing resources is really a critical way to address the issue. Prevention education is also a really important part of the conversation. So really getting into our communities, talking to youth, starting at an earlier age with these conversations about what a healthy relationship is, and supporting that type of curriculum is really important in our communities. So those are a couple of reasons why, we may see higher rates. We've started to see some trends where we're getting into the communities and doing more with prevention education. And really, domestic violence has been seen as a private family matter for many, many years, and it isn't. It's a public health and public safety issue. And the more that we can do to rise up the conversations in our communities, know how to respond to people who are affected by this issue and impacted by this issue in appropriate ways so that we can support them in getting connected to help. Those are critical things that we need to be talking about.
I think one big key is what you touched on there. You know, it used to be we thought of domestic violence as this is something, it's a family matter, we're going to keep it quiet. Well, by keeping it quiet and not talking about it, that kind of makes it difficult to do something about it.
It really makes it difficult to break the cycle.
Yeah.
When families are, impacted by this issue, what we know is that children growing up in a home are more likely to have risk factors to be victims or abusive partners in the future if that is the behavior that they're accustomed to witnessing in the home. And so being able to break that cycle, having the conversation, creating intervention, supporting survivors with their safety and the resources that they need for themselves and their children. And for abusive partners, those individuals need to be held accountable because that is a behavior that they choose to use.
Now, the event that's coming up is August 25th, and Sally, maybe you can tell us about the event. What is the event, and what is it going to look like? I think that visually, this is going to be a really interesting event.
Yeah, it is really a lot of fun, and we gather together at City Park in Park City, the pavilion, and for those that bring their high heels, they get to try them out and take lots of pictures. And for those that don't, we have a shoe rack where you can come and choose your high heels or your glittered flip-flops. And we march a mile through town, up into town and down Main Street through Park City Market. We have a speaker at both at the park, and also Kendra will probably get up on stage at the Park City Market and tell a little bit about domestic violence. Yeah, it's just a great time.
And you're talking about men and women wearing these shoes that are women's shoes, because the event is Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Yes, so the national movement is really a men's march, mm-hmm. bringing awareness to domestic violence. We also encourage men and women to walk, and the women walk as blister sisters, supporting.
I like that.
Supporting the men. You'll see on the way back after, you know, we walked a good 3/4 mile, there will be men sitting all over the trail with their shoes off, looking at their feet, wondering what happened,
mm-hmm.
and asking for Band-Aids so they can make it back to the park.
This is a lesson in practical shoe wear as well.
It is. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
The event is Sunday, August 25th, 11:30 to 1:30, 1400 Sullivan Road, the Park City Bandstand. And if someone wants to get involved, how do they do that?
They would visit our website, peacehouse.org. And go to our events calendar, click on the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event. Registration is $25. You can do that now. You also get a fundraising page so you can help to raise money to help us stop the domestic violence.
And I know Casey from K-Bear is involved in the event. And I've got looking at a picture now of him in some red pumps. And I think it's him. I think he pulls it off.
Yes, he looks pretty good in those red pumps.
Now, the idea Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, how did this event start?
This is a national event, and so you adopt it as a local organization, and it's really an awareness event, bringing awareness to the fact that we do have domestic violence in our communities, and you'll see men marching with all kinds of signs, and the opportunity to make signs if you come a little bit early. We have paint and cardboard there that you can paint up your own,
mm-hmm.
and it is a march. It's a demonstration.
Yeah, and I think with that statistic, 1 in 3 women experiencing domestic violence, just about any man is going to know a woman in his life, in his circle, who has been a victim, unfortunately.
Yes, we hear from so many people. It was my sister,
right.
My cousin, my mother.
And Sally, are there some sponsors you want to thank? I always want to give nonprofits a chance to thank the local organizations that are stepping up and helping.
Thank you. Yes, we are so grateful to Crandall Capital and Utah Film Studios for sponsoring this event. Also, DBR Joints, the No Name Saloon, Butchers, Wine Dive, etc. We also have Mary Jane Shoes from Main Street.
So those are all partners that are helping you with the event.
They are, and K-Bear is actually coming with their truck to the park, so they're going to broadcast that day.
One of our radio stations will be there, K-Bear. What else about the event? Let's say you don't want to march, but you want to come out and support the event. How can we do that?
Everyone is invited to participate, so come by the park at 11:30. And we'll have snacks and drinks and a few words of wisdom and some promotional materials. And, yeah, we just love to have people join us.
It sounds fantastic. And, Kendra, as far as Peace House goes, what are your goals moving forward?
Well, it's a really exciting time for Peace House right now. We are hitting a historic milestone. We have been successful in raising funds and are near completion of construction of a new facility that is near Park City Hospital. And this is really an incredible time for Peace House because we are literally coming out of the shadows into the light. Historically, we've been a private, undisclosed shelter location, and we've had a public community office. But now we have a facility that really is a cornerstone and a resource in our community, mm-hmm. where anyone can walk in to ask questions, receive services, and get the support that they need. We're expanding many of our programs so that we're able to offer some increased housing opportunities for survivors, as well as a child care program with our existing programming that we've had for over 20 years in the community. So it's an exciting time to be part of this organization, and we have an incredible community and are so grateful for their support in making this project come to fruition.
And I think I've interviewed the YWCA a lot here in Salt Lake City, and they do a lot of similar things. That walk-in component is huge, because that first step for someone who is a victim of domestic violence, I can only imagine how terrifying that is to be in that situation, but then to take that step out of it. So having the ability just to walk into the center, I think, is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a number of ways that individuals who are affected by domestic violence in our community can connect with a program like Peace House is really important, whether it be walking into a community resource center or being able to call that 24-hour helpline where they can do that confidentially and anonymously is really, really important.
And where is the new location in Park City?
It is near the Park City Hospital on 700 Round Valley Drive. We will have our grand opening celebration on Saturday, September 21st.
Nice.
But we're just working on transitioning into that facility now.
What do you wish people in our communities here in Utah knew about domestic violence? What are the big misconceptions out there?
I think the big misconceptions are one, that, you know, it doesn't happen to people that you know. Two, that that a victim of domestic violence has control over the situation. Sometimes what we often hear from people is, why doesn't she or he just leave? And we really need to change that question. It's not a victim of domestic violence responsibility to end the abuse. It is the individual who is the abusive partner. And so I think really changing that mindset and creating a space where people know how to respond appropriately to survivors so that we can get them connected to support and help and increase their safety. This is a very real issue in all of our communities, mm-hmm. and no one is immune from this issue. And I think that's really, really important. As community members, we need to be open to those conversations and know how to respond. And again, support survivors and for individuals that are choosing to be abusive, support accountability for those folks.
Well, it's the first time we've had anyone from Peace House on the show. I hope that we'll have you back to talk more about it. Big event coming up on August 25th is Walk a Mile in Her Shoes in Park City. And again, the best place to go for all of the information is peacehouse.org. Kendra Wyckoff, Sally Tauber, both from Peace House, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com.